Waking up has never felt so good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Let's talk about relationships. 18 to 8, we've got a poll going on the Triple M Facebook page. Did you meet online or traditional?
And the reason for that is because my last two weddings that I've conducted, I'm a wedding celebrant, both of the now married couples actually met online. One was Plenty of Fish, the other was RSVP. So it's a lot more acceptable these days.
How many is there?
And it's successful.
How many dating sites?
Yeah, I've no idea, Cogs. No idea. I would say there'd probably be about 5+, as in like really good ones.
So you think that the ones that have met online are pretty cool, because once upon a time, if you met someone online, it was like, oh, you don't know much, and it's online, and once you meet each other, it's all different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm pro meeting online.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep, I am. You, not so much, because you're even old traditional type of guy.
Yeah, I think if you meet someone face-to-face, you get to know them, and I think you do it. Well, you do eventually, but online.
Well, that's right.
But it's still, you know, maybe people are over the old go to pugs on a Friday and Saturday night or wherever. You know, it used to be Goldies in our day, or City Club, or Velvets.
Well, the good thing too about online is that you've got the opportunity of meeting people that aren't actually from your hometown.
That's true.
So
if you've met online and you're married or and it's all worked out, need to know about it. We need to know the other story if it didn't work, of course.
Yeah. 13 20 7 10, if you have got an online meeting story to tell us.
Triple M music that makes you feel all good inside, and maybe online dating is the same. It's 13 to 8.
If it works, make you feel good inside. We are asking you this morning on our Facebook page, when you met your partner, was it online or traditionally?
There's a few online there that we could talk about.
Siobhan says, I met my man online on a dating site. We now have two children and are getting married in July.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, good on you, Siobhan.
Is there any others that are there?
Kim says that online didn't really exist when I met my bloke, so she couldn't have. Whether she would have or not, who knows? Scott says, I met my ex online, but I am single now. So who knows where it will end up. Oh, Scott, just keep hanging in there. If you've done it before, I'm sure you'll do it again.
Indeed. Now let's go 13 27 10. Marty, are you an onliner, or are you what's the other one?
Traditional.
No, I'm an onliner.
You
can't meet anyone in Rochester. They're all pub people.
So, Marty, how successful has it been for you?
Shockingly successful. No, shockingly. I actually went on one date about 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
It was my first one in 3 years.
Oh, right. So you had a bit of time out. Why did you have time out first? Before we get...
No, guys just don't ask you out.
Oh, really? So you were doing a lot of work behind the scenes. Anyway, you broke the drought. Three years later, had a date. How did it go?
Well, yeah, so we met in a two-car. I'm going, we met for lunch and all was good. He only lived 2 km away from where we were going to meet.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting. 10 minutes, you know, past the time, I go, oh, typical, another no-show. So he shows up and the first word out of his mouth is bip, bip, bip. Oh, sorry, I'm bip, bip, bip.
Oh,
bip, bip, bip. I'm going, oh, my God, okay.
So he's swearing, in other words, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's tooting his car horn.
I don't think you got enough blanks for what this guy said. So had a nice lunch, talked about stuff. Every second word out of his mouth was bip, bip, bip. I'm going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then he let one go.
What, he let what go? Hang on, he what?
Oh, yes, no.
Straight after his meal, he cut that leg and he just let one go. And
Well,
I guess this date's over with.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, Marty.
Marty.
I have to ask, do you still have hopes with the online dating?
Oh, really?
Thanks, Marty. Cindy, he didn't let one go when he met you online, did he?
Oh, no, he did not.
Tell us your story.
I've got a true southern gentleman here.
Yeah, tell us more about your online story.
Oh, well, 2009, I joined Facebook. I'm playing this game on Facebook called Pirates. I got invited to be part of this pirate crew and I'm jumping in there doing stuff. I don't know what I'm doing on the game. This genuinely lovely guy is jumping on giving me tips on how to play the game.
Yeah.
So we're chatting back and forth via this game message board for quite a few months before he finds out I'm Australian. And he goes, what? You're Australian. I have to Google and find out where Australia is. He thought it was, you know, part of New Zealand at the time.
Intelligent fella.
And I go, what? Where are you from? He says, Texas. And, oh, okay, no worries. He said, well, I'm going to call you. I want to hear your accent. So I answers the phone. And I said, oh, my goodness, I've got Forrest Gump on the line. But,
where's my box of chocolates?
Yeah, he said, California Gully. I thought that was part of California or something. He says, I'm way out of my element here. But, yeah, after messaging back and forth for quite a few years and joining up friends on Facebook, and we decided to meet in Fiji and had a wonderful few weeks in Fiji. He followed me back to Australia, and needless to say, that was back in 2009 we started chatting. We got married in 2012, and it's a happy ever after.
Oh, wow. I was waiting for that. I was actually waiting for someone to say, but then he nicked off.
And then he let one rip. No, that's fantastic.
No, he still won't in front of me. I'm quite relaxed in that department, yeah. But no, he still will not. I've got a true Southern gentleman.
Oh, that is just wonderful.
Yeah. That is awesome.
And no dating sites or anything involved there. It was just my little monkey chatting to his little monkey on a game messenger board.
But it was still
geographically opposite sides of the world.
But it was still online, and it just goes to show you.
It works.
Yeah, it does
work.
The
game doesn't even exist anymore. It's just there for us.
Your bloody relationship does, though, Cindy.
Oh, indeed.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much.
They're good
Cindy.
Stories. Yeah, and we've got a poll going, so jump on the Triple M Facebook page, the poll about whether you met online or traditional, and we'll wrap that up in about 40 minutes at Triple M.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast. Bendigo's 93.5. Triple M.